night lived in that.
And we're going to go ahead and take check-ins. Anyone out there would like to check in and call now.
A-A-H-J-O-Y, good evening, Jesse Jeff.
Well, hello, Mr. Bob, K-A-H-J-O-Y. Hey, do you mind running the logger tonight and doing the preamble, sir?
I could do that. Let me bring it up, and I'll ask you for whoever has been on signed in so far.
Okay, roger, roger. Yeah, I'm running blind here a little bit, so... Hey, well, thanks, Bob. Hi, K-A-H-J-O-Y, Mr. Bob out of Ohio. Thanks, Mr. Bob. This is the Wednesday Night Limited. I'm Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-ray Charlie. I'm in the state of Pennsylvania once again. I have 20 dBs of solid noise, so the night would be the night to run the amps if you have one, so that way we can hear each other. Hey, this is Liberty Net. Taking check-ins. Good evening.
Hey, Jesse, tell me what numbers you have so far.
I got Kilo Charlie 8 Echo Hotel Romeo so far, and just
all right, yeah, put it in.
KO4FE.
Okay, station, do that again.
KO4FE.
Mr. Bill, what are you doing over there? Because it sounds like you are eating a microphone or something.
Well, I don't know. I'm not doing anything different than I usually do.
Okay, Bob, do you copy Bill?
Yeah, Bill, you're not the normal self, K-O-4-F-E. There's, I don't know, it sounds like maybe RF is in your microphone. You're intelligible. I mean, I can understand you, but there's something in the background that's not normally with you, over. I'll have to look into that. Yeah, that's normal. I don't know. I'll have to investigate that.
Well, we can understand you, that's for sure. And the noise floor is terrible because those schools are from West Ohio and now they're in Pennsylvania, over.
Yeah, roger. I don't know. I don't see anything too out of the ordinary here. I mean, I cut the mic gain down a little bit. Does that sound any better?
Yes, it does. That sounds good.
Yeah, I didn't hear nothing on that go around, so it must have cleared up, Bill.
Yeah, I must have bumped the mic gain or something.
Yeah, roger that. Hey, thanks for being here, Mr. Bill. Good to hear you, sir. I'm glad you're doing well. KO4FE, Mr. Bill, out of Pennsylvania. Hey, I'll discuss that here in a little bit. Hey, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-ray Charlie Jesse here. And the Alleghenies voted for our state of Pennsylvania, and we're looking for further check-ins. Anyone else? Pull out a call over my shoulder and see if anybody down this way hears you better.
Alrighty, this is KGNY giving a shout out for KG4CX in the sea, looking for check-ins for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I do hear somebody way off in the distance, but I cannot pull you out. Maybe if you try again, we can find somebody who will hear you, over.
Roger, roger. Kilo Delta 2. Mango. Mike, Jamie,
and
Tucker, New York. I'm coming through there,
Jesse. All right, I got a Kilo Delta 2. I don't know what the next letter is. Charlie Mike, could you say it again for me?
Tango, Tango, Tango.
Kilo Delta 2, Tango Charlie Mike. Where is he located? Let's see, let's just hold up on QSL. Right. My goodness, this thing is something but something. Things favorite because that's about what I have on, 9% of the time. Let's see who that goes back to since you got the call down. Kilo Delta 2, Tango Charlie Mike. That's Mr. James out of Drayden, New York. Good evening, Drayden. If you copy me, KP4ZXC, KP2Y,
who's told you? Yeah, roger, sir. I appreciate the hospitality. I was just tuning around and saw you on the waterfowl and then pulled you up on Netlogger. I'll just be in and out. I'll sit here, but the band's working really good, so I'll listen as long as I can. But no promises. I appreciate the hospitality. 52 TCM.
Alrighty, Mr. Jamie, thank you for jumping in there. Ride along with us. You're on the Liberty Net. We'll start going by the calls that were called in and talk about current events. So if you want to ride with us, please, please do. So, KD2, TCF, KAHJOY.
Roger, Roger, KAHJOY. Thank you for the hospitality. Standing by.
Jesse, back to you. He's going to hang around.
Okay, very good. Hi, Bob. Thanks for getting him in because the noise level is tremendous here on my end. So hopefully the band will get better. It seems like it's already been doing a little better than it was when I first started. Hi, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm Kilo Golf Force and X-Ray Charlie, and we're going to get ready to start. One quick more call. Anyone else? And for all of you listening tonight, guys, I appreciate it.
And for all of you who's checked in there, Mr. Jeff.
Hey, very good, Mr. Larry. Good to hear you, sir. Tell Mom hi for me, and I hope she's doing well. And we got you in monitoring mode tonight, Larry, so thanks for being there. Have a beautiful Tennessee, you're coming for our Kila in monitoring mode, and this is KG4ZXC. You're acting in control tonight for the Wednesday night Liberty Net. Thanks, everyone. Mr. Bob, let's go ahead and start it off.
Alrighty, good evening to all participants of this 75-meter Liberty Net. I am doing the opening for Mr. Jesse, KG4ZX Tennessee. This is a directed net, and I believe it's the longest running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now. It's the year of 1974, founded by Mr. Victor, W1WCR. This is the Aerium Net, not the Pyrite. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the Real, the Great, the Liberty Net for Wednesday night. I'll open with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. With that being said, I will turn it over to our host, KG4ZXC, in the great state of Pennsylvania. Well, really, let's take that back. In the fraudulent Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Back to you, Jeff.
Okay, very good, Bob, and thank you, sir. Hi, this is KG4ZX Tennessee, Jesse here. You know, I've seen a lot of news throughout the week, but, you know, most of everything I've been reading lately is just downright disappointing and hard to swallow some of the garbage on TV. It's almost like they completely forgot how to do anything anymore and report this type of news. But let me close this logger and start over here. Oh, good golly. Well, anyway, I wanted to start the night off with my thoughts on election fraud. Since, you know, I'm constantly griping because my vote was stolen out of the fraudulent state of Pennsylvania. Or should I say the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, because they stole down all my money and everything in between. So, what the heck. They taxed us to death here. Hey, anyway, this headline comes off of Gateway Pundit. It's impossible is the first word on it. A sample of 950 military ballots were recently audited in Georgia, and all went for Joe Biden. Can you believe this? You know, I have never seen that type of turnout in my whole entire time I've been in the military. Well, anyway, the story goes into this. In Georgia is a sample of military ballots received recently, and all went for Joe Biden. There is no way these winners would get. Yesterday, John Frederick was interviewed on the War Room of King's Standing. There were many nuggets on Frederick's interview. Another key item discussed involved military ballots. Frederick said that 950 mail-in ballots sampled in a recent review of 100% went to Biden. You know, that is impossible, because there's no way 100% of the military would have voted for this douchebag. Alright, anyway, we reported previously on how military ballots in Georgia and Michigan were nearly as mysterious as impossible for Joe Biden. This mostly likely occurred across the country. This is what the Democrats think of our military. Yep, you know, in 2011 and 12, my ballot, I tracked it all the way from overseas, and it did not get there in adequate time, and then they refused to count it. So I know what these people are going through when it comes to ballots being redirected or invalidated or whatever they may do to make it better. Anyway, that's why I'm going to open it up tonight, everybody. Mr. Clint goes to the top. KC8, Echo Hotel Romeo out of Michigan. Mr. Clint, you still with us? Go ahead and take it away. And what do you got for Sahil on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net? Okay, I think Mr. Clint is going to go into monitoring mode on the SDR. So, Mr. Clint, if you're still there, thanks for checking in tonight, KC8 Echo Hotel Romeo. Well, let's go down to the next on the list. KAAJOY, Mr. Todd, out of the great state of Ohio. Come on in. What you got for the Wednesday Night Living Net?
Good evening, Jesse. Good evening to everybody that's on here participating. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate it. I have an article from the Epic Times. Again, California is kind of like Chicago. You know, they've got strict, I mean strict laws. At least 8 are dead after a shooting at the California Transit Rail Yard. The Santa Clara Sheriff's Office in California said Wednesday that 8 people died during a shooting at the Valley Transportation Authority Rail Yard near San Jose. There are multiple injuries and multiple fatalities in this case, Sheriff Deputy Russell Davis told reporters near the crime scene while confirming the number of victims who died. The suspect is also confirmed deceased. Davis said the suspect was an employee of the Valley Transportation Authority and the victims also were employees of the agency. The incident occurred approximately 6:30 a.m. this day. It's not clear what type of firearm the suspect, who is not identified, used in the shooting, said Davis. Also unclear if the shooting took place indoors or outdoors. Well, that's kind of, I mean, it either was one or the other, you know, these of a Deza. A horrible tragedy has happened here today. Our thoughts and love goes out to the VTA family, an organization where there had to be through the Valley Transportation Authority. Adding that the incident occurred when the light rail service was starting for the day. The shooting took place where Valley Transportation Authority vehicles are maintained and stored. This is a horrific day for our city and a tragic day for the VTA family, and our heart pains for the families and the co-workers. So says San Jose Mayor Sam, what's his name? So here's another example of a state that has strict weapon laws, but yet there's a shooting. So more weapon laws will not stop another shooting. It's the evil. It's the evil human being that's behind that weapon. That's who's pulling the trigger. You can set that weapon on a counter and walk past it for the next year, and it'll never shoot you. But put somebody behind that with their index finger in that trigger, and that's when the problems run. So, that's my opening statement. Another Democratic-run state, they're probably going to piss and moan and carry on about gun laws again, which has nothing to do with evil. This is KAJOY back to KK4ZX to the sea.
Very good, Bob. And that was KAJOY. And you know that's exactly right. Good God. I tell you, I don't know about you guys, but my radio room got hot this afternoon with all this. Well, I'm trying to get into the real listening net here, and I keep clicking on the wrong item here, but hopefully I can bring up all the check-ins here without looking at my piece of paper. All right, so let's see. Mr. Bob, thank you very much, sir, and let's take you down to KL4FE. Mr. Bill, what do you got for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, sir?
Okay, KG4ZXC, Liberty Net, KO4FE. Okay, Jesse. Well, first off, how's the audio? I don't want to get into this if I've got inferior audio. How's the copy?
You're doing very well, sir. Everything seemed like it cleared up. It must have been some kind of solar flare.
I think what happened is I've got a separate panel. It's an 8-band equalizer with all kinds of other adjustments, and I must have accidentally hit the mic gain and turned it up. That's all I could figure. Everything else, same. But anyway, here's an article. Now, this is not particular. This has to do with Italy, but it's not particular to Italy. It's on Italy's plummeting birth rate. It says Italy has long suffered one of the lowest birth rates in Europe, but the situation has been exacerbated by the coronavirus pandemic, saddling the country with problems that go well beyond empty cribs. Last year, the Italian population shrank by almost 400,000, roughly the size of the city of Florence. 59.3 million as deaths peaked, births bottomed out, and immigration slowed down. At a conference on the decline of the birth rate Friday, attended by Pope Francis, Prime Minister Mario Draghi said the average age of Italians was 47, the highest in Europe. An Italy without children is an Italy that has no place in the future. It is an Italy which slowly ceases to exist, he said. Experts warn that fewer children today means fewer tax-paying workers tomorrow, making any country less productive and less capable of providing for its aging population. This has long been a concern for Western societies, but the threat looms larger in Italy, already the most sluggish economy within the G7 club of industrial nations. Now, this is the part I wanted to take issue with. It says Draghi has promised more nurseries, support for work women, and mortgage help for young couples as part of Italy's €221 billion recovery plan. Well, you know, I always read these articles about the low birth rates in Western countries, and this also includes not just white countries, but also several Asian countries. Japan is in pretty bad shape in this regard. There's also some other ones. Strangely enough, most people think of Muslim countries as having high birth rates, but it's even affecting them to a degree. And because Iran has a rather, I think they're below replaced. But anyway, the United States marriage rate is at an all-time low. Well, it's kind of hard to get your birth rate up if your people aren't getting married. Well, I think they would do well to work on that. And I think another thing that affects birth rates, at least in the Western countries, is the rise of feminism and default divorce. I mean, really, when you think about it, 50% of divorces, or 50% of marriages end in divorce, and for second marriages, it goes up to 70%, and women file 80% of the divorces. So a guy goes into marriage with the threat that he can lose half his stuff. He gets strapped with 20 years of child support. Some states are even going further than that, making guys pay for, after their child support's done, they have to pay for their kids' college education. And you got some, a lot of states that still have alimony. And in other states, guys are paying child support on kids that aren't even theirs. I've read one case that was on YouTube where a guy was married and his wife was having an affair. And so she filed for divorce and they'd had a kid. And subsequently, he just assumed it was his kid. He didn't know about the affair. Well, as it ends up, the kid wasn't even his. So the wife files for divorce. She moves in with the guy she was having an affair with. The guy who was married to this woman, he didn't do anything. She was the one that had the affair. He lost half his stuff. He's paying her alimony, and he's also paying child support on the kid that belongs to the guy that she had the affair with, and now she's living with him. Because in the court's eye, he didn't request a DNA test. There was like a one-year time limit on DNA contested paternity. Well, he didn't even know the kid wasn't his until the kid was like 3 years old. So the court said, well, it's too late. You're stuck with the child support. So that's about the horror story I've seen. But really, the marriage rate is low because there's not a lot of incentive for men to get married. I mean, it's dangerous nowadays. With no-fault divorce, women get custody of the kids 90% of the time, child support, and they're still paying out alimony in a lot of states. In California, if you're married for 10 years, you've got to pay alimony for as long as your wife lives. I mean, it's insane. So what they need to do, if they want to get birth rates up, they need to get marriage rates up. And in order to do that, they got to give men incentives and some protection to get them to want to marry up these women. Because you got women on YouTube all over the place complaining they can't get married. Well, no guy will marry them. Well, you got to give some incentives and some protections, or else you're never going to even fix this problem. You can have more daycares and all this other stuff. It's not going to do any good. You need to get people marrying again, and then maybe incentives, maybe this help with a mortgage, I don't know, would help. But you got to get people married. You don't want women just having kids out of wedlock. That's not, that may help the birth rate a little bit, but it's going to create a bunch of other problems. So anyway, that's my piece on the birth rate situation. Here's the second story. This is KO4FE. This is only in the liberal towns does stuff like this happen. It says, headline, this is Fox News. Parents outraged at Seattle Elementary School near homeless encampment faces break-ins and lockdowns. Homeless bums are going into the school. Parents are expressing their outrage after a Seattle Elementary School located only a few feet from a homeless encampment experienced a break-in and multiple lockdowns. One Broadview Thompson Elementary School parent, Bryce Nichols, said the situation has spiraled completely out of control after an unknown man entered the school with students present. They have broken into the school. The school has been in a shelter-in-place lockdown multiple times due to one of the people at the encampment having a gun. There's fights over there constantly. In one instance, the school was broken into. Nichols said an unknown man was able to find one door that was slightly ajar and slip through. Additionally, Nichols added that the parents of the baseball players that utilized the elementary school field received letters urging them to look for hypodermic needles prior to the games before use of the field was suspended entirely. So there you go, the bums are invading the public school. Now, you guys are old enough to know what would happen in this situation 20, 30, and certainly any longer. The police would have went in, started thumping these bums, and drove them out away from this elementary school, and the situation would have been eliminated probably within half an hour. I mean, for crying out loud, having a bunch of drug addicts, bums, living right next door to an elementary school, that's just unacceptable. You can't, breaking into the school, having fights, brandishing guns. I mean, this is like we're living in the Twilight Zone. In any normal situation, this camp would be eradicated in an afternoon, but because of the political correctness, the liberals, they're worried more about homeless bums than they are their own kids. So I don't know. I wouldn't live in Seattle if you paid me $1 million. I just wouldn't do it. So anyway, back to you, Jesse. KG4ZXC, Liberty Net, KO4FE.
Okay, very good, Bill, and thank you for that information. Before I forget, Bill, you live in Fayette County, don't you?
Yeah, Roger.
Okay, what's going on in Fayette County where all the voting machines in Fayette County refusing to pick up Republican ballots and counting them?
Well, I don't understand that because Fayette County, well, almost all the counties around here went Trump, so I'm not sure if that was, I'm pretty sure that Fayette County voted for Trump. They always, it's been a Republican county for decades, so I don't know. I read that story, but I haven't heard anything more about it.
Okay, well, very good there. I was just curious because I've been trying to follow this too. And so far, 28% of Republican ballots got counted. 72% failed to get counted. So a lot of corruption going on all the way around. Thanks, Bill, and thanks for being here tonight. KO4FE out of Pennsylvania, clear with you. Let's see, Kilo Delta 2, Tango Charlie Mike. Let me get back over to my locker so I can read what I'm doing here. And let's see, Kilo Charlie Mike. I forgot your name there, Kilo Charlie Mike. Oh, that was Jamie, I'm sorry. Come on in, sir, and what you got for us tonight here on the DC Night Liberty Net?
Hey, Roger, Roger. Thank you for the hospitality. I'm on a break for a second. See if I should just sit here and shut up. KB2PC in Virginia, Central New York.
You copy, Jesse?
I can hear you there, but that's about all I can gather.
All right. Mr. Jamie, you're a little light. I can hear you, so I will try to take some quick notes as you talk. You can, I will say, Jeffrey, that Jamie put a comment on the NetLogger that says, guns do what they are told to do. If they aren't told what to do, they just run. With that being said, I'm assuming Mr. Jamie.
Hey, thank you so much for the hospitality. I'm sorry that the conditions are rough. I'm going to take notes and try to get back in here with you all on a night that we can actually talk and I can take part in this. So I'm going to put some comments in here and I'm going to be standing by so you don't have to listen to the static. KDQ-TCM.
All right, Jamie. Yeah, go ahead. And add a comment on the almost instant message board, and I will send it to Mr. Dempsey, or he can read it himself, because you are kind of right. I just can hear you about my noise floor. So, Dempsey, Jamie said he's going to take notes and leave a note in the AIM, so I will pass it back to you. KAGOR, back to KG4DX to the same.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you, Bob. And, yeah, the noise floor is so bad on my end, I'm surprised I'm hearing everybody as well as I am tonight. Well, thanks, Bob, for picking up KB2-TDM, taking notes tonight out of New York. That's Mr. Jamie, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see, I'd like to go ahead and thank KN4ZES. Hey, good to hear you in there tonight, sir. I know you're monitoring like always, but good to have you aboard. Hey, Ms. Laura and Mr. Marty into JCP. Thanks for being here tonight with us, Ms. Laura. And say hello to Mr. Marty as well. And let's see, it goes down to Mr. Larry. He said he was going to be in monitoring mode, so let's just check in on Mr. Larry real quick to see if he's got anything he would like to add. If not, he's in monitoring mode, guys. It's the ROQ. You still with us?
Yeah, this is my opinion. Well, thank you. Appreciate y'all running in.
Nice, sir. No problem. Well, I'm glad you've been. Glad that you're here, Larry. Always a pleasure. This is the Wednesday night looking at, and it looks like it's down at the bottom of the list. I'll take a quick pause and we'll see if there's anyone else would like to join us tonight or any other participants for the Wednesday night looking at. Call on time, please. We have in to check in for the Wednesday night Liberty Net. I am KG4ZXC, Jesse is your net moderator tonight, and we're taking further check in. If anybody else is out there who would like to make a comment too, please come out. Okay, I'm hearing absolutely nothing. So, Mr. Bob, you're probably going to be on the list. Let's see if Kilo Charlie 8 Echo Hotel Romeo, Mr. Clint, you still with us, sir? I'm going to give you another chance. If you're still there, come on in. You hear him, Bob?
Negative.
I didn't think so. All right, well, it goes back to the top of the list. Mr. Bob, thank you, sir. Let me go ahead and read this one article before I send it over to you there, Bob. Anyway, I wanted to read that on Fayette County, but most people already know, well, a lot of people know about it. Well, anyway, I'm really harping on the voter ID stuff and the voter fraud and everything else, because I think that COVID has been more smoke and mirrors than everybody wants to admit. And we need to be thinking about New Hampshire's election, Arizona's election, that's really making a major 10, and it's we're getting coverage all over the place from a lot of election officials and a lot of recounts and audits right now. New Hampshire, they already found so much corruption in it that it's going to be another domino, guys. Anyway, this goes in from Gateway Pundit. Domino's Dominion. Domino's. Well, Dominion, the company that made these voting machines, Dominion, they blame human error for the voting machines mislabeling Republican ballots in PA County. Well, personally, I wonder why anybody in their right mind would have two different sets of ballots, one for Republicans and one for Democrats. Isn't that another form of voter fraud at that point? They should all be made up the same way. Everybody gets the same ballots, all the same stuff. That way everything is equal. But no, not Pennsylvania. Anyway, Bill Russell goes into Pennsylvania Dominion voting system, blaming you and there for the voting machine mislabeling. And that was in Luzerne County, Pennsylvania. That's over towards Scranton, guys, if you guys didn't know where Luzerne County is. Anyway, the ballots in last week's primary, the Republican ballots was mislabeled and Democrat ones on electronic screen at polling locations. But Dominion says it was their fault. Dominion deeply regrets confusion of this error they called. Yeah, I bet they really do. Nicole Nellis, an exclusive vice president of operations at Dominion, said Dominion's voting system they calculated with the 5 grams of these devices in human error caused by data entry typographic mistake. Yeah, they want Dominion to come in here. Anyway, according to the company executive vice president of the operation, so they're trying to get everybody to allow them to go in and change all the features and everything, and it's not up to the local officials to do this. I don't know what's wrong with these people, but I'll tell you what, they're already calling me and they know it. All right, Mr. Bob, it goes to you, K-A-J-O-Y. I hope it didn't hog you too much time. Take it away, Bob.
No, you did not. I added some of the list. I got a message from a gentleman who is from down the band, Whiskey Zero Mike Papa. We call him Minnesota Mike because he's in Minnesota. Isn't that amazing? Let me reach out to him and see if he's got comments. Whiskey Zero Mike Papa. Mike, if you got a copy and if you got a comment, over. Well, you're really light tonight. Are you running any wattage or are you barefoot tonight?
Sorry, I'm running small boy. I brought it to an up here. It's a little higher than usual, but I'm running more power. Probably about 800 watts. I can probably get more out of it if I did.
Alrighty, well, you were a little light to me, so I'm going to pass it back to the moderator. Well, in this one, we're really a net, so I'm going to give it back to the net control, and I'm assuming he'll probably give it back to me. So, back to you, Mr. Jesse. He's on the bottom of the list, number line number 9, KG4CXNC, KHOI.
Okay, very good, Bob. Yeah, I see him here on the logger, and thanks for being here tonight, Mr. Mike. Good to have you aboard. Where are you out? Let me see if I can get all my facts together. Changing lanes. Okay, well, good deal. All right, Minnesota. Wow, another one behind the enemy lines. Hey, God bless you guys up there, man, because I know y'all got the jacked up dang government, man. That crazy Whitmer and out of Minnesota, and you got, what is that? Labib or something up there? Oh, y'all got that other one up there, too. Omar, oh my God. Well, say no more. Well, thank you, Mr. Mike, for being there out of Minnesota, WOMP, Whiskey, 0, Mike. I'm going to get that call right here before the night's out. Hey, this is KT4ZXC, the net controller for this Wednesday night looting net. And thanks, Bob, KAKY. Did you make your phone, Bob?
Negative, I did not, so I will now. I just have two things. That good old mayor in Chicago, Lightfoot, he apparently made an announcement that they're not going to physically chase misdemeanors. So if it's just a small crime, they're not going to run after you and chase you down. I don't know why anybody would say that to criminals, because it's just telling them, do whatever you want. We're not going to go after you, which is silly. And then my other comment, in two counties in the state of Georgia, two northern counties, they're going to reduce your penalty for a crime by 50% if you get the shot. So if you owe them 80 hours of community service and $1,000, it'll be 40 hours of community service and $500 if you agree to get the shot. I'm not even going to call it a vaccination anymore, because it's like it's a game. I don't know why we're doing it this way, but again, if you want to take it, that's fine. And I hope everybody does well through this. But why are they trying so hard? Today was the first day for the state of Ohio. We had the vaccination lottery. If you got vaccinated and you were over the age of 18, you could have got the information to the Ohio lottery. And at 7:29 tonight, they had a drawing for $1 million. They're going to do it 5 times, once a week for 5 weeks. And this was money that was slated for COVID recovery. So the state of Ohio apparently is set a precedent. I guess North Carolina's looking into it. Kind of amazing. But with that being said, I will turn it back to you, Mr. Jesse, KT4ZX to the C, KAAJOY.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Wow. You know, I've been wondering, way everything is being pushed with these with these COVID lotteries, with getting the stab and the jab and the shot. Yeah, you're right. Just call it a shot. That's all it is. And it's a shot, all right. It ought to be a shock to your system when you get it, because I know this has got to be poison in my book. But that's my opinion. But anyway, I was going to say that these lotteries and all these different events going on, if you get into the concert free, if you get a shot, you get the head of the class if you show that you got a shot. You don't have to wear a mask if you got all the shots, blah, 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 and it just keeps escalating. Well, you know, I come to one conclusion. They're going to push this on people the way they have. There's only one explanation for it. There's not as many people getting it as they have claimed. So I believe everything that, just like we've been saying, there's no legitimate in all the mainstream media. So, hey, thank you for what it's worth. Hey, KAJY, Mr. Bob, thanks, sir. And I'll take a quick call for a rebuttal before I get on to Mr. Bill. So, KL4FE, you're on deck.
I'm good. I will pass it back to you so you can let Mr. Bill bring his comments to the table.
All right, very good, Bob. Well, thank you, sir. Let's see, A04, MP, Mr. Bill, that's a great state of Pennsylvania. Take it away, sir.
Okay, KG4ZXC, LibertyNet, KO4FP. Well, our government's done it again. State Department approves Black Lives Matter flag to fly at U.S. consulates and embassies on the anniversary of George Floyd's death. Oh, God. Hey, you know, What else can I say? The headline sums it all up. You got the United States embassies making fools out of themselves by flying this damn flag. A Black Lives Matter, a movement created by fat black lesbians, and that's just a fact. It's not an insult. It's just they admit that they're fat, they're lesbians, they're black, and they admit to being communists. It's all obvious fact. Their flags flying from our embassies and consulates around the world. I don't know. All right, here's another headline, Gateway Pundit. This is an example of the incompetency we got to look forward to. It's headline, Republican Party is lost. Republicans, quote-unquote, forgot to cast proxy vote that would have stopped Democrats' $1.9 billion capital security bill. Can you believe that? They forgot to vote. Anyway, story says the Republican Party is a mess, and more evidence comes out every day that proves it. There are so many examples of how the Republican Party is lost, but last week we saw another example. What do these people do all day? Do they plan or strategize for anything, or are they just completely lost? Anyway, Representative Ken Calvert, Republican from California, recently failed to cast Representative John Carter, Republican of Texas's vote on the Democrat-backed $1.9 billion capital security spending bill on May 20th because it, quote, slipped his mind, unquote, according to a spokesman reported the Epoch Times. Representative Calvert made a mistake and simply forgot to cast Representative Carter's vote, the spokesman added. The mishap comes just days after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi extended the vote by proxy mandate, reported the Epoch Times. The bill narrowly passed, 213 to 212. So the Republican who failed to vote could have stopped that bill. But he forgot. It just slipped his mind. What the hell was he thinking about? He knew he had to cast the deciding vote, but he forgot to vote. Anyway, several Democrats voted against the bill or abstained. Many of them said they didn't want to provide more funding for police departments, according to the Times. The problem in this situation isn't only on the representative who failed to make the vote for his colleague, but the Republican leadership is also to blame. Where are the Republican leaders? Why did they not have a count before the formal count on the House floor that would have identified this situation and the need for this vote? Why were they not aware of the proxy vote? And if they were, why did they ignore the vote? So anyway, there you go. I mean, Republicans incompetent. I mean, this is why they call them the stupid party. They're too stupid to even vote. So anyway, back to you, Jesse, KG4ZXC, Liberty Net from KO4FP.
Hey, very good, Bill. Well, you know, I look at the way you do. They are a lot of stupid people out here. And, yeah, where were these people at? Why couldn't they, wait a minute, let me take this senator over here. He forgot to vote. Where are these people at, and where are their minds?
Well, personally, I think they get amnesia on purpose. That's my personal opinion when it comes to that. But you know, Bill, you hear it on the money. They're destroying everything they touch right now, and it's just more chaos. Well, thanks, Bill, KO4FP, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and I am Jesse. I'm KT4ZXNSC, and let's see, KN4ZDF is still in listening mode, and I need to see if he's got any comment he wants to add tonight in your logger. Something can see right off the top in front of me. Let's see, so it's going to go down to Kilo. Oh, thank God, yeah. I can't move my cursor here. Let's see, that would be Kilo Delta 2, Tango Charlie Mike, out in New York. Mr. Jamie, if you got anything you want to add, take it away, sir.
If you look over on AIM, it says good evening, and he got called to work.
Okay, Bob. Sorry about that. Got too many screens open here, and multitasking is not one of my preferred characteristics here. Hi, this is tonight living at Kilo 4, Zulu X-ray Charlie, FBI, the Voter Bug, State of Pennsylvania, once again. And that was KDT TCM. I hope he's still monitoring on SDR tonight, and maybe he can check in again here soon. Let me start on this. Kilo Zero, Charlie Tango Sierra, Chad, is just on the logger, and he says, "Hi guys, new to the net. I like, he says he likes guns, so, well, welcome to the net. This is KG4ZXC, and we'll thanks for being there tonight, Chad, and let's see what the next person is on the list. M2JTC, Ms. Laura, who is in monitoring mode, and Mr. Larry's in monitoring mode tonight. So the only one left on the list will be Whiskey Oscar, Whiskey Zero, Mike Papa. Sorry about that. Out of Minnesota, Mr. Michael, if you got anything you want to add before we go back to the top of the list, call now. Okay, I guess Mr. Michael is in listening mode, or he took off on the tour. So, thanks for being there tonight, Whiskey Zero Mike Papa, and he was out of Minnesota. Hi, this is KG4ZXC. Oh, that was Kilo Zero Charlie Tango Sierra. He's out of Colorado. That was Mr. Chad. Good evening, Mr. Chad, as well. This is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and I'm KG4ZXC, and I guess I'll go ahead and read this a little article before we go back to the top. So, Mr. Bob, you on the deck, sir. Pennsylvania County votes to investigate after voting machine failed to display GOP ballot. So these people are being cheated by offsetting the Republican ballot so the scanners wouldn't read it, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's been going on. Luzerne County in Pennsylvania has voted to investigate the what happened during its primary election on May 18th, and this was their primary election. All ballots appeared as for Democrats. The resolution calls to look into Dominion's practice to procedures and the election board action. So that's what's going on, and that's how they've been cheating all along, ladies and gentlemen. But when they recount this audit and do the audit in Arizona, they are finding this exact thing going on. All right, Mr. Bob, KJLY, you have the helm, sir. Take it away.
Thank you, Jesse. It's kind of interesting, the left going crazy over these audits. You would think that they would be welcoming them with open arms because if they didn't cheat, then it's going to show it. But they're not welcoming them with open arms because it's going to show cheating. I have an article from the Western Journal. Washington Insider says Obama was a parasite on the Democratic Party. Former President Barack Obama, who's pretty much on the show right now, was doing his own cult of personality ahead of the party when he set off to make himself president and gain popularity. He was convinced he knew no limits, according to a new book. His battle of the goal inside the Democratic campaign to defeat Donald Trump by Edward Isaac Dover. he characterized Obama as a parasite. The book included a chapter titled Benign Neglect, in which Dover wrote that the title reflects that Obama, aides privately called the former president's jettisoning of the Democratic Party once he was censored in the White House. The author, a liberal, who writes for The Atlantic and was chief Washington correspondent for Politico, knows that Obama's heir witnessed a vast grassroots reparations of the Democratic Party, of which Obama was the face. He was elected president in 2008, blue ties that ensured Obama had Democratic majorities in both houses of Congress. Then came the Red Deluge. The numbers are hard to ignore. During his 8 years in office, Obama oversaw a net loss of 947 state legislative seats, 63 House seats, 11 senators, and 13 governors. But amid it all, Obama exerted a self-assurance, self-regard, according to the book. Obama never made a Democratic fence and never cared to see a sign of the few scattered candidates so interested in him. According to the book, Obama loyalists have tried to say the former president chose not to taint his image by mucking around and fundraising. He noted in 2009, Obama moved Al Kim Kane into a leadership role with the Democratic National Convention, even though Kane was still governor of Virginia. In this dual role, Dover wrote, Kane was giving 2 days a week to oversee the pilfering of talent, money, resources, and purpose for the Obama re-election effort that was underway already. In his second term, he cared about what happened to the husk as many as any parasite does. Dover noted that Democrats inherited $2.4 million in debt over the Obama's 2012 campaign, which was supposed to be offset by the campaign's email list and some Obama fundraisers. The book said that Obama believed he could have won a third term if he would have legally been able to run. Unfortunately, Obama's math comes down to a simple calculation. He has struggled in conversations with people close to him that he thinks he would have won had he been able to run for the 2016. But let's face it, he's basically running the show now under Sleepy Sloppy Joe, because that boy has not a clue what he is doing. So, back to you, Jesse. KG4ZX to the C. KAJLY.
Yeah, I tell you, somebody's got to be running this circus, because Sleepy Creepy Joe is not doing it, and I'm surprised his wife ain't already stepped up to that plate as well. All right, let's see, KHJOY and the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. This is KG4ZXV. Let's see, Mr. Bob was just speaking, so KO4FE, you have the deck, sir, so come on in. Mr. Phil, KO4FE, you still with us tonight, sir? Okay, I guess Mr. Bill either took off or got, or had something he had to do. So, thanks for being there, Mr. Bill. Always a pleasure hearing your story, sir. KO4FB out of Pennsylvania. Let's see, KNGS, and let's see. We appreciate you being there too tonight, sir. Mr. Jamie, always a pleasure here. Not Jamie. Wow. Mr. James, always good to hear you, sir. Out of Memphis, Tennessee. KD2TCM out of New York. Mr. Jamie has left the building also, I think. Bob, give him a call and see if he's still with us. KD2TCM.
Negative. He sent me a message on AM that said he was called into work. Over.
Yeah, I keep forgetting. I should have put that in a memo here beside me. Okay, well, he got called into work. Appreciate him being there tonight, too. Also, good to hear Miss Laura tonight on the largest. God bless you guys, Mr. Marty and Miss Laura. net manager. Hey, Mr. Larry, let's see, it is 4ROQ, still in listening mode. Kind of missed your story, sir. Out of Knoxville, Tennessee, and Mr. Larry, and W0, Mike Papa, out of Minnesota, that's Mr. Michael. And then also out of Colorado, Kilo Zero, Charlie Tango Sierra, also with here tonight. Thank you guys for being here. This is the Wilson Night Living Net. I'm TG4ZXB, and I guess it's up to me to give you something off of the news from my end. Let's see. Off the Gateway Pilot. Update. When sexual motives are found in a voting machine, chain of custody is lost and official results may not be accurate. Would you say that's a true statement? Well, I personally would, because this is going into the article. Sexual modems. Wow, I'll get it right here in a minute. Sexual modems have been found inside voting machines across the nation. Their presence indicated the voting machines may be susceptible to hacks and outside the experience, and ultimately the final results may not be accurate. We last reported on the presence of modems alongside voting machines on December 7, 2020. We identified the modems that were sold as a part package from Dominion Voting System. These were options for purchase in Michigan and were used in Georgia as well. So, these voting machines have been set up for some time to infiltrate our system and call her mother, just like Microsoft's computer system does. So, another article from November was brought to our attention recently involving voting machines with modems. The article used Audit USA as its source. Alexis John Berkeley is the co-founder of the Audit USA. In the case, according to Audit USA, modems were being used in voting even in Florida. In the past few days, election integrity activists got up close to the current generation of ES and S voting systems, close enough to record videos of digital scanners, voting machines sending results wirelessly. If that ain't voting, I don't know what the hell is doing. So, hey, that's what we're dealing with. And Mr. Bob, looks like you're going top. So, dang, you're in. What do you got for the same thing around? I guess we'll get ready to cut it short tonight. We're on the Wednesday night losing that. So, take it away, Bob.
All righty, let me bring up my phone here real quick. So, I was watching. Excuse me, I was watching Tucker Carlson, and he had on a, let me see, it's a Republican senator, and he was talking about the Endless Frontier Act. It apparently is a huge bill called the Frontier Act, and it is nothing but another ten. This government cannot spend enough money on stupid stuff. They just are putting money out there for other countries, but yet our country goes straight to hell. We have loads of people. We have the borders are wide open. They don't want to report on that. I know that wide open border that people are just rushing by. But this, you need to look under their Frontier Act and see what kind of crap it has in it. And again, write your senators and tell them, no, stop wasting our money. They just cannot stop wasting the money. That's about all I got for you tonight, Jesse. KG4 16 KA0Y.
Okay, very good, Bob, and thank you for being here tonight, sir, and it's always a pleasure being here to work the net, and I appreciate you doing a lot of filling for me as well.
All right, let's take a call for the calls and see if there's anyone else out there who would like to make a comment before we get ready to shut the net down for the night.
This is KG4VXC, Pennsylvania. My name is Jesse from Mr. Event Control. For the Wednesday night lightning and anyone else who would like to mention comments or anything our guys know and to drone, please come out.
Hey, Jesse, let me add one more comment.
Yes, sir. Get right in.
So, as of May 2nd, now we're almost to June. So, May 2nd, almost a month ago, in Chicago, in 2021, there's been 195 murders. One of the strictest cities with gun regulations, but yet we're going to honor a son called George Floyd. So far, in Chicago, 195 murders, 614 sexual assaults, and 2,218 robberies as of May 2nd in Chicago, Illinois. Who in their right mind would live there, over?
Well, you know, you got me, Bob. I have never, in never in my born days, seen so many people that seem to wind up on the wrong side of a gun. And you know, it's all in these, nothing like gun laws, mainly, and these Democratic cities. Every one of these Democratic cities have been taken over by these left-wing activists, and it's just gotten so dang far that, you know, you think eventually they'd run out of people to name murder. But, evidently, this is just the new way of Chicago now.
Well, it looks that way. They are going to run out of people eventually. These are the areas that need law enforcement the most, and they keep an eye on their hands. Who in their right mind is going to live there? But you're right, the Democratic run cities, Cleveland, Ohio, Chicago, Illinois, good old Minneapolis. I don't know if you saw when they were having their little George Floyd memorial service, gunfire broke out at George Floyd Square, and even the newscaster ducked and ran. And the only thing you didn't hear when you heard all the gunfire was sirens. You heard no sirens. Isn't that impressive? They can't even not shoot each other during a George Floyd memorial service.
Well, you know, I never seen that at a Trump rally. Not even at the Capitol. That's not existing. No guns were found anywhere. But yet, George Floyd's funeral. Man, they go out with a bang, don't they?
Yep, and there was one murder during the January 6th, and that was where the lieutenant from the Capitol Police murdered the veteran that was unarmed.
Yeah, speaking of the guy that shot Ashley Babbitt, I believe, did they ever give his actual name? I know we already heard his name before, but did they actually give the media the information, or did they even run with his name?
He's not been officially identified. I believe he's a lieutenant. And there's no investigation to her death, why he fired upon an unarmed female that was in a hallway, and behind her, literally behind her, were three armed Capitol Police officers, and the officer behind the door stuck his muzzle out and fired, and they do not want to deal with that. But yes, that's Nancy Pelosi wants to have a 9/11 investigation over the insurrection of the January 6th, because it was, quote, the worst thing since the War of 1812, which is a lie.
Oh my gosh, yes, people will try to create something, a mountain out of a molehill, as my dad used to say. And it is amazing because these, boy, these left-wing jerks, man, is what they are. If they focus one day on doing something good for the country, oh, they could be so much to accomplish. But that's all they think about is how to destroy the government way it is.
Well, very good, Tom.
Well, thank you, sir. Let me take a quick call and see if there's anybody else who would like to make a comment. And this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Man, OKT4 and Van C in that control. Anyone else out there? You hear anybody talk?
Negative. Nothing's heard here, Jeff.
Okay, very good, man. Well, Mr. Bob, do you have anything you'd like to finalize tonight with on the Wednesday Night Liberty Man?
Negative. I've got nothing more for you tonight, Jesse.
All right. Well, Bob, thank you, sir. And I want to go ahead and get ready and close it out then because I'm all burnt out and the noise level has destroyed my hearing for the most part tonight. All these static crashes and everything going on. So I guess we'll go ahead and shut the night Liberty Net down at 11, or I should say 23:12 on the 26th of May, 2021. So, Mr. Bob, thank you, sir. I'm going to go down the list here and go ahead and thank everybody again for being here tonight. Kilo Charlie 8 Echo Hotel Romeo. My friend up in Pennsylvania, KO4MP. Also, my good buddy in Ohio, KHKOY. Also, KN4BES. Thank you for coming by there, Mr. James. KD2TCN out of New York. That's Mr. Jamie over here. And lovely Miss Laura, NTJTTF. Thank you for being here, Miss Laura. And say hello to Mr. Marty, our net manager. Let's see if you Mr. Larry, I'm sorry we didn't hear from you tonight. We're kind of disappointed a little bit, but I understand. You gotta take care of business. So, Mr. Larry, always a pleasure, sir. Take care. You and your mom. Whiskey Zero, Mike Papa, out of, where is he at? Minnesota. Mr. Michael, thanks for being there. And K Zero, Charlie Tango Sierra, out of Colorado. Mr. Chan, thank you, sir, for being here and everybody else for participating in tonight's Liberty Net. I am KT4ZAC, and anyone else got any final comments before I thank all of our great founding fathers and one that I miss dearly, W1WCR, Mr. Vic. If you're listening, sir, we miss you. So I'm going to say 73, Bob, and God bless each and every one tonight, and we miss Mr. Moe tonight, too, because of the noise. So he's probably out there listening, so... KD0RSA, Mr. Murphy out there. God bless you too, sir. And Mr. Bob, I'll let you wrap it up.
All right. I will read this off and then I will hand it to you to put a bow on it. As Jesse closes the window on this night's Liberty Net, Jesse wishes Mrs. Calabash a good night, wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers, as they are possibly listening. 73 to tonight, let Liberty Netters that are absent, Mr. Victor, W1WCR, Mr. Marty, N2IOJ, Ms. Laura, N2JTTF. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country. With that being said, I will hand it back to Mr. Jesse for the final bow.
All right, very good, Mr. Bob, and thank you to everyone that's been here tonight. As we close tonight's window on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, I hope each and everyone has a great Memorial weekend coming up. And I want each and everyone to be safe. And I'll say 73, and God bless each and every one of you. And God save America, because we need it. 73, Bob.
73, good night.